This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. In normal times, although I know it's hard to remember them at this point, but in non-pandemic times, Mexico is the most popular destination for U.S. tourists traveling abroad, and Americans are the main source of foreign tourism in Mexico. But the country's tourism industry is struggling as it adapts to the pandemic's new normal. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Rodrigo Cervantes reports.
Before the pandemic, the main square of Valle de Bravo had plenty of visitors at dusk. But now the square of this tourism-driven town in central Mexico is closed and only birds are back. Since mid-July, the government is allowing hotels to operate at just 30% of their capacity, following strict sanitizing rules and hygiene protocols. Juan Garcia manages the Puesta del Sol Hotel in Valle de Bravo.
No sabemos quién nos pueda llegar,
He says they worry about asymptomatic guests, but the main concern all over town is the lack of visitors.
Hemos tenido, pues, también apoyo por parte de
Garcia says the state government has supported tourism businesses by temporarily eliminating the occupancy tax that's usually charged to hotel guests. But many people, like artisans or boat drivers, depend on tourists too. The federal government requires companies to keep paying workers.
¿Qué pasa también con el empresario, no?
And Garcia says this is becoming a real struggle for business owners as they compete with less regulated services like Airbnb. Roberto Zapata is the tourism vice president of Mexico's National Chamber of Commerce. He says he was expecting tourism to grow in 2020, and now
we're going to be reaching at the most 45%.
Zapata says about 9% of Mexico's GDP comes from the tourism sector, which he says has been losing around $180 million per day since the pandemic started in March.
We have 10 million people that are employees of the tourism in the different areas.
Zapata says some local authorities have been supportive of business owners, but he's critical of the Mexican government.
So yeah, we're just doing everything by ourselves. That's a fact.
Last year, the administration of President Andrés Manuel López Obrador disbanded ProMexico, an agency that promoted international investment in Mexico, including tourism. But the president says he's optimistic.
Pues ya hay una recuperación.
The president says tourism is going up, forecasting that things will go back to normal by the end of a year. But the pandemic is not the only thing that has hurt tourism, as hurricanes have been hitting the Caribbean coasts. In Cancun, workers used chainsaws to clear the damage left by Hurricane Delta in early October, as a video shared by Laura Orrostieta shows. She owns Cancun Transfers and Tours, a company in the Mayan Riviera. Without tourists, this place is dead, she says. But Orrostieta notices a slight return of visitors, particularly from the rest of Mexico and the U.S., and she says she's feeling more optimistic. In Mexico City, I'm Rodrigo Cervantes for Marketplace.